Rational Moms. We're coming to you from your favorite neighborhood, Milk Estates, where we like to bring you Gatorade and sliced oranges because we're your favorite team moms. You can listen to our podcast at Spotify and Apple, and you can always Google us at irrationalmoms.com and find us on YouTube. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a question. We're on Reddit, we're on Twitter, and on YouTube. So we love having fan questions. Okay, so we do have a question this week coming from a fan on X or Twitter. We have Triss's snack of the week. We have to discuss the conference championship that happened. Yay, my team won again. I don't want to get – been getting hate all week. Okay. And then our irrational mom topic that is kind of pretty relevant – it's pretty relevant to, like, what we've been how should I say this? Let's scratch that one. Our irrational mom's topic – concerns, like, kind of the comments that we get online. So, and then we want to figure out, like, are we the irrational ones because of the way we actually take it, or is it men that are irrational,
or both?
We're just gonna spread the blame around on this one. So, Triss, before that, Annabelle, what happened this morning? Or late at night that you woke up to, and that's why you're kind of like a little bit late this morning.
Well, there's nothing any parent knows. There's nothing like being woken up from a dead sleep to the sounds of violent vomiting.
No, that's
you're
not
just
good.
Like, oh no. It takes a minute for it to register what it is, but you always hear it. So it's good.
So are you a good mommy where you go in and, like, you know, you rub your baby's back and, like, pull their hair back and compress on them?
I mean, no. There's only so much concern I can show at, like, 3:30 in the morning. I brought some water. I did, like, a little head pat, you know, there. Okay. Gave some water and asked, you know, do you need anything else? And went back to bed. But I couldn't go back to sleep, unfortunately. But so I'm kind of tired. But, yeah, I mean, what am I – there's only so much you can do when you have bigger kids, like – is just going to throw up and go back to bed. Like, what are you going to do? You know?
You can rub their back and then, you know,
I can't, but I can't sit in the room.
Pull their hair back, you know, and then
put his hair's back anyway.
Compress on there.
The poofy surfer hair. But I can't sit in the room with somebody while they vomit because then I'll vomit. And then that's just a huge mess. So.
It's like on The Office when Pam starts throwing up and then everybody starts vomiting. And it's like everybody in the office is so gross.
Exactly.
Or Family Guy. They've done that scene a few times.
Oh, yeah. Even if the cat is vomiting, I'm kind of like, you know, and I got to.
Well, I mean, that's the worst, you know, animal versus.
Well, because the animal will vomit on your pillow, and at least teenagers will go to the bathroom probably.
Oh, my God, no. Well, Triss was at my house one time when my little one, like, projectile vomited, like, all over the bathroom. And she was, because she's a mommy, she was like, I'll help you. And I was like, really? Okay. I mean, I had never seen so much vomit in my life. And I was just like, what the hell?
I think I was there too, but I was asleep. And I wake up and hear this has happened. And I feel, like, equal parts, like, bad that, like, I wasn't helping, but also relieved that I slept through it and didn't have to help. It was kind of like, I feel guilty for feeling happy I missed it.
Maybe I'm bringing this upon you guys because I was at your house, Annabelle, one time and your cat was getting sick and he was going to the bathroom everywhere. And I was like, she's passed out. Like, you literally didn't even remember what happened, even though you woke up for a second. And I was like, the cat, you know, we're having an issue. And then you're like, okay.
That gummy really knocks me out.
I was asleep. And I think it was Triss, you, and then my husband that were just like, oh my God, we got to go in there and, like, clean now we have mess. To clean it all up.
I don't mind it. I don't know why. I just feel like you've touched worse things being a parent. So
I mean, that's definitely true.
Or you've been like, I've been thrown up on, like, a million times. Yeah. My baby's like,
okay.
You kind of get used to it. But as in, the, like, when they're teenagers, it's just
when they're a teenager and they eat 8,000 calories of food a day and then they throw all that up in the middle of the night, that's pretty gross.
Yeah. That's gross.
Well, was he okay?
Yes. I don't know. He's just like.
Should we have started with this? Now let's branch onto the snack of the week.
Yeah, let's talk about
now that you're all hungry.
I mean,
and
Hopefully it's nothing like oatmeal or something like that. No.
I don't like oatmeal anyways, and oatmeal's not really that good for you, to be honest.
So. No, it's just carbs.
What about overnight oats?
No, those they're just not that good for you. Like, they've done studies.
They're really not. I can't even believe that I didn't understand people ate them cold until you sent me that recipe. Like, yeah, y'all are eating cold, soggy-ass oatmeal?
It's gross. Not that way, though. I mean, you need to
absolutely
try it.
Not. That is fucking disgusting.
No, hey, that recipe I sent you was like a chocolate peanut butter, like, why yummy would I breakfast want it, dessert.
And why would I
mean, why, how could you
why
not
would
like
I
want that?
To add 900 more calories to my breakfast, first of all, because, I mean, I am in my 40s and I have menopause, so, you know, that ain't going to do any favors.
I still think that we should do that thing where we – because somebody on, I think, X suggested that you try one of the chicken sandwiches. Like, I think it was the pimento chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. And I had to eat a burger with, like, everything on it. Because I just eat it with mustard only, and that's it.
Which
no
is
cheese,
so weird.
No nothing.
Just mustard? No, like, just, I mean, no mayonnaise or, like, ketchup or, like, pickles or jalapenos?
No.
Why?
No. But oddly enough, when I go to Red Robin, I will get the Royal Robin, which has mayo and an egg on it. So I have no idea. I don't know what's wrong with me. But
I don't understand the mustard one. That one's really confusing.
Mustard's so good.
Oh, I do love mustard. I like my French fries and mustard.
Well, I haven't tried that, but you know, mini corn dogs, mustard and ketchup. I'll mix it there. There's a time and a place to
mix
these.
Oh, a corn dog from the fair?
Gross.
All mustard on it? Covered in mustard?
Oh, yeah. We'll do that.
I think it's good.
See, look at her face. How fun would it be if she had that face half the time because she had to eat stuff she didn't like?
I vomited on pimento cheese one time as a kid, though.
Maybe not pimento.
And so I've had an aversion to that for a long time.
Ugh. Well, I think when we're together next time, we should probably all bring our favorite food, two of our favorite things, and then we have to switch.
Yes.
But please don't make it like caviar.
Just don't
or
be tomatoes.
Super fancy, Annabelle.
Don't be tomatoes. They're so gross.
I mean,
they look good.
Tomatoes are only good like 2 months of the year anyway, so.
They're only good when they're turned into ketchup. And then okay.
But you don't even put ketchup on your burger.
No, but I eat ketchup on my with my fries.
See, I don't like ketchup on fries.
Oh, you should try mustard. Try mustard.
I will try mustard. I'm very curious now.
Okay, what's our snack?
Okay,
I'm so hungry now.
I am actually, so I have two options here. I think I know which one I'd rather try, but I'm at a family member's house and they always have this big bowl of snacks. I'm going to be honest, I never dip into the snacks because I try to stay away from it, but today we're making an exception. So I have a Milky Way. It's the midnight version. I haven't had a Milky Way in forever. I guess this is dark chocolate since it's midnight. Yes.
Wait, hold on. So there's like a snack bowl of like full-size candy bars.
Yes.
Who are these people?
I know.
That seems like something you would have.
And then a ding dong.
Oh, I would do the ding dong.
I really
down.
I would need the ding dong as well.
Yep. Although I think you're going to be disappointed because I think Hostess has like changed the recipe to make it more like, you know, chemical like friendly. So it's not going to taste like it did when we were little.
It tastes as good when it's not got chemicals in it.
I mean, they have to put chemicals in it because otherwise it'd rot in like 3 days.
Yeah, but like, you know how they like take, like how mac and cheese, Kraft mac and cheese is different now than it was like when we were little. And then even a hamburger helper. You ever had a hamburger helper?
I love
hamburger. When I was young and
I grew up on
hamburger. Why would I eat that now? I'm an adult and I have a job. Why would I eat hamburger helper?
Beef stroganoff?
Because it's yummy to make for your children.
I still eat ramen. Do you guys not eat ramen?
Ramen.
Oh, my kids eat it all the time.
Ramen's different. But buying a box of powder stuff to go with ground beef is just weird to me.
You add
I got fresh vegetables. Yeah, but why would I? I don't know why I would use a box of that. It's just...
Because it's easy.
For the non-cooker, for the non-chefs out there. Okay.
You don't have to be a chef to not want to eat powdered box stuff in your ground beef. Like, what do you even...
I think I should do the dark chocolate.
Just you should. Okay.
All right. What's in a Milky Way?
You would be proud of me, though.
What is in a Milky Way?
I can't remember which one
Rich,
a Milky Way is.
Dark
is it
chocolate,
almonds?
Golden caramel, and vanilla nougat.
Oh, almonds is
oh, it has like
joy.
That... It has that, yeah. like creamy stuff in the middle.
Yeah. I don't like almond.
It's all
joys.
Nice and soft.
I don't really like
almond.
Are they the almond and coconut ones with chocolate?
It's kind of gross.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want that.
They're good.
Or a Butterfingers.
Oh, Butterfingers.
Butterfingers
are good.
Just get stuck in your teeth. Like they taste good, but then you got to like scrape them out of your teeth.
So just go get a toothpick. Come on.
No, I can't. It's like biting a popsicle stick. I can't use a toothpick on my tooth. It gives me chills.
This is good. You're with good? The dark chocolate. I don't think I've had the dark chocolate.
Oh, I bet. Now I'm hungry. Oh, you would be proud of me, Annabelle. I did buy a pork butt over the weekend, marinated it, mm-hmm. threw in the crock pot over Saturday night, like at midnight, and let it cook for like 8 hours on slow, and then made.
Is that what you needed the coleslaw recipe for? Did you make the coleslaw?
I did.
Was it good?
Yes, I did.
Yes, was I it did. Good?
It was okay, really good. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Good.
Yeah. And then I also got some shredded chicken too, because some people in the house don't eat pork.
Weirdo.
I don't know why.
He's such a weirdo.
Yeah, you know. So
pork's so delicious.
It was. I'm like, and then my kids were like, you need to cook this more often. I'm like, you know how much work this was? I had to like marinate it. Then I had to like sear it. Then I had to stick it in a crock pot.
But each step is only like 5 minutes. And then, so it's like 15 minutes active time over like 2 days, basically.
That's true.
Which is, that's the kind of thing I want.
You're asking me to cook. Where I could get a hamburger helper box and just like pour it all in there and
be done. Yeah, but it's not going to be nearly as good. It's going to be gross.
Oh, it's still delicious. It's still delicious. All right. So, Tris, I'm glad you like your Milky Way.
Mm-hmm. I can't promise that the ding dong won't be gone by the end of the show, but...
If you do, let us know how you like it. Okay, so our fan question of the week comes from a fan on Twitter. In fact, Annabelle, you sent me this question, and he is a huge soccer, like, you know, soccer fan. And he wants to know, do we have any soccer teams that we like? And do we like soccer? And do you guys watch it? My answer is no.
No.
You know, soccer's like basketball for me. I love playing it, but spectating it, for some reason, I've just never gotten into.
It's just like it's so much quick back and forth. It's kind of like hockey. I can't as much get into.
Except it's still less action.
The fighting is fun.
Like hockey has the fighting, action, whereas soccer is just a lot of, it's like a cat. I feel like a cat watching a ping pong game.
I went to a Penguins game like 2 years ago and that was fun. But like every time my boyfriend turned around, I had like a different snack. Like I had Dippin' Dots and hot dog and nachos.
Of course you did.
Cotton candy.
That's the only reason you go to games is for the snacks.
It's true. It is true. Mm-hmm.
And since you're a good team mom, you bring snacks too, right?
Mm-hmm. One for them, one for me.
Yep.
We share.
Well, I know, Annabelle, you're a good team mom because you bring snacks.
I do. And I make, on tournament weekends, I usually make like treats for... like one set of cookies for one day, another set for the other day. And I also bring, because what happens is, I don't know, people just don't do it. And these are bigger kids, but a lot of games you don't have time to like go eat in between. They have an hour or something. They need to stay at the pool. They need to eat. So I have like the Muscle Milks, the protein bars, the Uncrustables.
I mean, don't you think at this age, they're in high school, they need to figure out their own and like pack their own lunch.
Well,
I mean,
for kind school, of like, yeah, I don't pack. You're the one that packs a school lunch for your kids.
Well, because I'm a good mom.
Right. But for a tournament weekend, when you're like getting up at 6 a.m. and drive, or 5 a.m. and driving 2 hours, I just throw a couple boxes of snacks in the car. That way they're, and if only my kid needs them, that's cool. But if everyone needs them, then they have them too, because people's parents just don't think about it. And a lot of kids get dropped off for the day, and you know, if you're going to go eat, you know, a few parents will take everyone to like team lunch or whatever. But if you can't leave, I mean, they need something to eat. So, you know, but I like feeding people.
Okay.
So
I don't want to hear about me making lunches when you bring all the snacks for these high school kids.
You, every single morning, you wake up and make a lunch. All I'm doing is
No, I make a lunch the night before.
So I throw a box of Uncrustables and a box of protein bars in my car. That's what I'm doing. There's no like, it's not this elaborate thing.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I do make my kids in the morning fried egg sandwiches or egg burritos.
That's a lot.
I get in line. That's why I love coming over to you, because both of you guys are like, I want a snack. And you're like, yeah.
You make me snack. Hey, the fried egg sandwich is like my favorite.
It's good.
Toast it, like an English muffin, put mayonnaise and mustard on it, and then put a fried egg on it, and sometimes leftover bacon and mm-hmm. lettuce. It's so good. Oh my God.
I don't want no lettuce on my morning
the
sandwich.
The mayonnaise
though.
Melts in your
yeah, but
mouth.
Lettuce on
I don't
morning
usually,
sandwich? No.
It's yeah. really good.
They're I don't Friday, usually have lettuce Friday, on there either, no. but it was good. She made one.
For I just me. Don't yeah. want lettuce in the morning. It doesn't go in the morning.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah. What about some bacon?
I want bacon. I make breakfast on the weekends. I don't make, there's no time to make breakfast in the morning. I do. Like, I can't be, you know.
Nah, I gotta have some eggs almost every day. Like, 3 or 4 eggs every day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feed myself, but, it's good. You know.
Yeah. All right. So, let's get into our irrational moms topic. So, I think this week I was like, okay. I'll be honest. Maybe drank too much on Sunday because I was celebrating. So yesterday I was like, my head wasn't really in it. I'm like trying to think of like, what's our rational mom topic going to be? So you guys had a really good idea about like, let's talk about like how people leave comments. Sometimes that could be, you know,
misinterpreted,
you know. Misinterpreted.
Thank like
you.
There's a disconnect between a man's version of things and a woman's version of things. Like a man can say one thing and we're like, how dare you? And they're like, what? That wasn't rude. And you're like, how do you not see it's rude? Oh, because our brains don't think the same. That's what Mr. Poindexter told me.
Yeah. He's, like I would always tell my, like when I worked for some big company and I did some of the training and I would tell them like perception is reality. So if they think this way or like in their case, if they think you're not doing anything, even if you are, like they just assume you're being lazy and not taking care of them. But it's the same way for us. Like we see a comment, we're like, we just perceive it one way. We're like, wow, that, what the heck, you know, but then maybe they didn't mean it like
exactly. So. There's been so many times I'll screenshot something and send it to Mr. Poindexter. And I'll be like, can you believe the audacity of this man? He's like, what's wrong with that?
Translate.
I'm like, how
please.
Do you not see this is rude? He's like, no, they just meant, and he'll explain it. And I'm like, how do you get that from what they said? Because they're not even remotely close. He's like, because that's just how men think. And, you know, what was that?
Well, I also think that when it comes to text messages, being online, it's the same thing, right? Like when we're texting each other, some things can be taken like misinterpreted wrong because it's like it's a text message, right? And you're not, you can't hear the tone of someone's voice. You can't tell if they're joking or if they're really being serious.
Right.
And so, and I think that because we're all like, the three of us are very straightforward and like how we talk, we're like, no, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, wait, are you being like kind of a witch right now? Or it's like, no, no, you're just being straightforward. But I'm just saying like, as an example, and the same thing online too, like when you see comments, you're like, damn, that comes across as being really rude, but it's just how we're interpreting, you know, the
comments. You know what I kind of want
I think it's why,
sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. I was going to say, I use emojis a lot. I probably use too many emojis. Like every message I send, sometimes I like delete the emoji just, but I do think it helps people's perception. But the one that I got on Twitter the other day that was like, why are you trending? No punctuation, no like laughing face or haha. And then when I, instead of like going at him, I just joked. I was like, I don't know why. I have no idea why I'm trending. You know, like Ms. Poindexter often would be like, yeah, I don't know, because I'm so boring. Like she just kind of jokes like, you know, and then he came back with something joking. And I'm like, okay,
because
initially I was like, wow, that's kind of rude. But then he actually was just joking, I guess.
Well, and that's a lot of times, like when I get a comment there, I'm like, I don't know how to take this comment. Is it being, are you being rude or are you trying to be funny? And so I'll just come back and be like, like, I don't know. I don't know why people like me. I'm like, I don't know. I'm a normal mom. I'm like, it's kind of funny, right? And it's like, and then they'll be like, and then they'll come back. But unless it's a woman.
Right. But see, I'm all about being self-deprecating. I will make fun of myself just as much or more than anyone else. Like if someone is being joking or like saying stuff like that, I think it's hilarious. Like I'm not offended when people want to joke or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I think it's funny to make fun of me. If you're doing it in like a fun way. But like, so the comment that got me thinking about this was the guy says, why your butt so big? You don't go to training. Your face is good, but your body's normal. And I was like, I don't know. But I was like, so I like how, and of course I was like, well, that's rude. The guy's like, how's that rude? I'm like, because you said, you basically said I'm fat because I don't go work out. Right? I mean, because that's how women would take, any woman would take that comment. Whereas the man's like, no, I complimented you. I said, your face is nice. I'm like, but why'd you have to say the rest of the stuff? The rest of it wasn't nice. But I think it's a lot of men, it would be interesting to do like a poll and see like between men and women, blah, blah, blah. I'm you now, pumpkin. Between men and women, who, like, what do women think about that? And what do men think about that? And if there's a clear difference in the perceptions between, you know,
we should
I think
that.
It is
that
also because we're also online and putting ourselves out there. So we're subjected to more people that want to say things
like
about
intense
our
scrutiny
or say things about us. Yes. And not only just men, it's women too, right? Like,
right.
I don't understand, like, you know, why you have so many fans or why you think you're funny or what. And I'm like, I don't know.
You got me, sis. Cup of tea.
Right. I'm like, I don't know. I think it's crazy that people follow me on the internet.
Yeah, right.
I'm just as baffled as you, lady. But I also never go to someone else's page and think like, ooh, I don't like her. Let me stop and be hateful.
Yeah, that's true. I don't have time for all that. I don't know.
Well, I just don't care. I see stuff I don't like and I either block it or I just keep scrolling because I don't care enough.
Right. Plus, you don't want to give them attention, right? Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I'm like, do you not understand how social media works? Right. Like, if you interact with me at all, even if it's to say something hateful, you're helping me out.
Exactly. So you want to troll me and boost my engagement? Okay, let's go.
Sure.
Because I'm clever. Let's figure this one out together. I think sparring is fun. And sometimes I'm grouchy and I'm like, let's go, buddy.
I know. We know that.
Hey, you too, though.
I mean, try not to lose it on people. I did send one to Annabelle the other day because I think I was just having a mood. And I usually don't go off on people. But it's just like, you're going to miss out on the chance to be with somebody who's going to treat you great. And I was like, I have a boyfriend. Fool. Like, stop.
You're like, I'm treating great. What are you talking about?
I'm like, stop meeting women on the internet. Okay, just go out into the world and meet people. I don't like to be mean, but sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes you have to be mean or stern. Well, I'd like to call it stern, not mean, to get through to them.
Oh. My computer was trying to shut off. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah. We don't want that. We don't want that happening. All right. So I think we need to get into football because it was I think what our predictions were turned out wrong for most of you guys. All thought the Ravens were going to beat the Chiefs. Fooled ya.
Right. Well, I think what happened was the NFL was like, they're catching on. We need to switch it up here. Clearly, the Chiefs might bring more viewers to the Super Bowl. Yeah. So we need to make this happen. Because were calls.
Is that why?
Kelsey should have had a call that one time and he didn't get a call and he was like, oh, ha, which is why people don't
like him. Oh, you mean when the dude came back and pushed him or something after he was messing with his. Yeah, Travis and one of the Ravens were going
taunting,
at it.
Taunting, man.
They were going at it and then one of the Ravens came over and kind of shoves him or something. So that guy got the flag because you're the one that came in and did the thing. You came from over here. You pushed him right in the ref's face.
But they taunt each other.
No, I'm saying
time.
He did it. That's what he was finishing it right in front of the ref. So like, of course they're going to call a penalty there. I mean, I do think that there was.
I think he's smart enough to know when he can do it to get away with it because I think they're always shit talking each other out there, right?
And he wasn't mad. Names. He was joking around. So he was him and the other dude were like kind of messing with each other. Whereas, you know, whoever it was, I can't remember who it was that came in and like finished it and then got the penalty. And then Travis starts cracking up and I'm like, well,
football really messes with my peaceful aura. Okay. I like what it does to me.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So to be honest, I had to like really set myself up to being like thinking that they were going to lose against the Ravens. And then because the Ravens have been playing amazing like all season, right? And then just in the last like couple games, the offense has really kicked in for Kansas City and they've been playing good. But I was just like, there's a good chance they could actually lose. And you know, I was kind of surprised. I mean, the Ravens defense did hold Kansas City in the last half.
I thought there was going to be a way different point differential based on how that game went.
I thought it was going to be a higher scoring game, to be honest, because they were both. I was like, these guys are both going to like just play their hardest, and I don't really think that happened.
And to me, like I love my guy Todd Monken. He's the offensive coordinator. He was at Georgia before, but that game was called so bizarrely because they didn't run the ball. They're such a good, strong running team. They hardly ran the ball. The Chiefs aren't as good defending the run. Like it's almost like to me, they said, we're going to go win this game with like shootout style with Lamar as a passer only, not a running back quarterback or whatever. We're going to do it in a certain way because it didn't make sense with their playing style. And it didn't work
it didn't work out for them. So,
I mean, yes, there were some pretty obvious pass interference calls missed, but I mean, also the Ravens did some taunting. They were cheap shots. So it was really weird to me. Like the whole vibe of the whole game was strange. which has made me think, okay, well, that was just the script. Lamar looked dejected the whole time because he knew he had to lose the game.
Well, I mean, he didn't run.
He didn't run at all. Almost, he didn't run hardly at all. And he just looked, the vibe of the team, they didn't have energy. He wasn't like hyping up his guys, because I've watched him play a lot. He wasn't like, just didn't look in it. It was strange. It was really strange.
Yeah, I don't think it's scripted.
I don't really, but I'm just saying that.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, it could have been in just a, who knows, right? It's just, it could be the moment of like being in the AFC championships where it's just like, there's so much stress that you just can't like, you just can't get it together.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. The play calling to me was the most bizarre thing of the whole game, because it's like, dude, your quarterback is so good. Why are you throwing the ball every time? What are you doing? It was weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same thing with the Lions game, right? The fourth quarter. Why didn't they kick
that? So
the Ravens won, like, the Chiefs, it felt like a game, sort of like Georgia-Alabama in the SEC championship, where the game was way more lopsided than the score showed, right? Like, the Chiefs should have beat them by 20, honestly. Whereas in the 49ers-Lions game, that was just bonkers. Like, that was Dan Campbell. I hope he's a great coach and a great motivator, but I think he needs to mature as a coach and understand, like, just because you're gritty and you go for it all the time in the regular season, you need to be situationally aware.
A little more strategic.
Yeah, in the playoffs.
There's no next game.
Yeah, in the playoffs, what are you doing? Yeah. You get the points. Take the points. The time to go for it would be like fourth and goal at the end of the second half when you're already up by two scores. Go for it then, mm-hmm. because you're still up by two scores versus when things are super tight and sketchy, you know. That was a crazy collapse of a team. I mean, and I can't believe that happened.
It was odd. I was very shocked. I was like, what is going on? I can't even watch this.
But I really think that it wasn't so much that the Lions were great in the first half. I think it was that the 49ers sucked in the first half. And then they got their together at halftime and they came out and won the game. Like, that's how I kind of feel like it, because I don't think Detroit was that exceptional. I just think the 49ers were kind of like asleep or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, it does give me, I will say, the last two games with the Niners, it gives me hope that that Kansas City can actually beat them, because they've kind of been where they're really, they've kind of been off a little bit on their games where they're not, I mean,
the last two games they have
beat them. Yeah. And then the Lions almost beat them. So I'm like, dude, I'm like, you know, you're just squeaking by on these wins. Now, I'm not saying that Kansas City, I mean, it depends if they can actually get their offense playing. I mean, Mahomes had some great throws to Kelsey where I'm like, damn, was not expecting that.
I mean, Travis that one where like, somebody had like tripped him and he like throws the ball. And I was like, what the?
And he dives and catches it. And I was like, oh my God, this is the Kelsey Mahomes that we've been wanting to see. Like
Travis
season,
was exceptional in that game. I mean, I heard one of the commentators was like, he was good. Almost great. I'm like, no, he was actually pretty great that game. He did a lot. He did a lot in that game, as much as whether you like him or not, he did a lot.
Well, and I don't know, like, where has he been, like, all season? Like, he's just been playing, like,
well, he hasn't been terrible. He's just hasn't been as exceptional as usual. I mean, he still almost had a 1,000-yard season. It was, like, 14 yards off or something. Like, he wasn't bad. I think that he was just under a lot more scrutiny than he normally is because of the whole, you know. She who must not be named.
Don't even say it.
She who must not be named.
The name that should not be said. What's that Harry Potter
saying?
That's what
I said. It's like, he who must not be named. That's why I said that's what I said, though. I said she who must not be named. And then when you said Harry Potter, I said he.
Okay. Sorry. Did not hear that.
That's exactly what I was thinking, though. It's like Voldemort.
Turn it up. Like Voldemort.
Except Voldemort is not. I don't think that. It's her fault necessarily.
I don't think it's her fault either. I mean, I think it's the NFL's fault.
Yeah.
No. I mean, let's be real. I don't think she's paying people to put her. She's not paying the cameraman, right? To put.
No, they're the most. They're just opportunistic as hell. Why wouldn't they be? Why wouldn't they want to make money off her? She's like for free. She's just showing up anyway. So they're like, we might as well make money off this. I mean, I get why they're doing it, and they don't care if there's backlash from some people because they got all these new people.
Maybe she's not like intentionally doing it, but she's definitely seems very naive about the fact that she is pretty much a pawn in this. And I think, so is he. So
I don't think she's naive. I think she knows exactly what's happening and everything she does is calculated. But I just think that the problem is we're being oversaturated with her. And that isn't her. Just like Travis. I mean, how many commercials is Travis Kelce in? He's been in more by exponentially more than anyone else. Jeez. So I'm like, I was explaining to my daughter because she likes Taylor Swift. And she's like, why are people? But she also already likes football. But she's like, why do people hate her? So I was explaining. She goes, yeah, but it's not her fault that they show her. And I'm like, true. So I explained about the oversaturation and I like how Travis is in so many commercials. He's basically every brand that advertises during the NFL. He's in there. So people are just sick of it as a whole because it's too much of the same thing pushed in their faces, you know? And I think, I mean, she's got to understand that at some level, or she's just so clueless that she's letting her defenders who are like, you just hate women or something, like she's buying into that, which is also not true.
I saw something online where she's made like $200 or $300 million.
Yeah, the over 300. It's like $320 million for the NFL. Yeah. For their merchandise and stuff.
You mean the NFL's brand? It's like, what is it called? Brand share, or what is it called? When that's how much she's made for them, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, like $325 million.
I saw a sweatshirt that was like, I hope Taylor Swift's boyfriend wins the game. That's what I was like, oh my gosh, really? Give me a break.
Yep.
It's just all that kind of merchandise.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I mean, so in the very beginning, I was thinking it was all kind of staged. But at this point, I'm like, I don't really know if their relationship is or if it's actually, it seems to be more real as it's gone on.
I think it's
longer.
Probably real.
We'll see when. And if that's the case, I mean, look at Tom Brady, right? I mean, he was married to a supermodel. So, I mean, and they would always, like, they would never show her, but she would, she would be online, like on Mail Online, you'd see pictures of them, the family pictures all the time. So they did kind of promote her. I just think Taylor Swift's a much larger fan base because she's not like a model. I mean, she has all these young
It's like ubiquitous. The fan base is everywhere. And she, because she has all these other things going on that are so public, including the tour that just made, you know, set these records or whatever, she's just prolific. She's everywhere. And we're like, can we have a space without her? No, the answer is no.
But honestly, it's like, if you are the NFL, why would you not
That's what I was saying. Of course, why wouldn't they? Because it's free for them. And they're like, oh, she's here? Sweet. Let's use her. If somebody else of her stature were like, I mean, if Beyonce was dating, you know, an NFL player, I guarantee you the same thing would be happening with her. They would be using her to bring people to the NFL and focusing on her all the time because people look up to, you know, idolize her a lot. That's what I think. I mean, I personally like Beyonce better, but, you know, I think we'd be sick of whoever it was, honestly.
That's probably
they don't show. They've never showed Ciara that much, you know. And she's a huge superstar.
She's gorgeous, yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know her as. I had no idea who she even was until like about a year ago. I don't listen to her music.
I don't listen to her music a ton. I don't listen to Taylor's either. But that's my point: is that Ciara's not being shoved in people's face.
Well, because I don't think people know who she is.
Yes, everybody, a lot of people definitely know who Ciara is. Yeah. Yes.
How? What is she? What is she saying? I'm serious. I have no idea who this lady is.
She's like Miss stuff with Missy Elliott and all kind of stuff. Like she's got.
Okay, so but still, if you're middle America,
people know who she
you're
is.
You're not listening to her.
The point is,
they do.
No, I don't think so. You're wrong. I don't think so.
You've got totally different places. Everyone knows who she is now. Her music. No, she doesn't have. She's not a billionaire like Taylor Swift. She doesn't have 30 albums, but she's still very. She's popular. She's well known. You know, she's out there. And I just use her as an example. Like Giselle, they would show her maybe once a game up in her suite and she'd be wearing normal clothes and acting normal. And, you know, she's super popular too. And I think anybody that's really popular now at this point, plus think about the focus on like celebrity culture and a reality TV and stuff like that. Like people got they have all these like long range mics to pick up what Taylor's saying. Like that's crazy. Like let them do their thing, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Although I wish they would have shown more Jason.
I know. Jason's.
I didn't even know he was there till
because
the very
Jason
end.
Is entertaining. That's why. Like, Taylor's not doing anything at the game to entertain me. Jason, entertainment. Please keep showing him.
Yeah. want to see that man with his shirt off and just going crazy, you know, chugging beer.
I can't believe you didn't have on flip-flops.
I saw a bunch of comments of people like, please stop showing this dude without a shirt on. Like, I'm sure that was all guys, but I think
I think it's people who don't follow football.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, did you see probably. The funniest part of all that was, I'm guessing it was Kylie's parents had the kids, and one of the girl, Kylie's mom texted Jason, and one of the daughters was like, I saw dad's boobs on TV. Like, that's funny.
That was really funny. All right. So we, we have all next week to talk about like what we're going to, you know, do about Super Bowl. I think we should start next week, like our favorite Super Bowl snacks.
Ooh, that's a good idea
for next week.
I want our producer Matt to give us his prediction for the game next week too. He's a huge 49ers fan. So, let's have him tell us, what he thinks. He has a sports radio show of his own. So it'll be like to hear his 49ers takes.
Yeah. Sorry, Matt. I mean, I wish I could take us to the Super Bowl, but those tickets are like super. I mean, how much does it cost? Annabelle, how much does it cost? $9,000?
Yeah. Because when I was going to go to the Rams Super Bowl a couple years ago that was at SoFi,
crazy.
I ended up not going because I had to go to a funeral that weekend. And I was like, cool, save $20,000, you know, because I think the tickets, it was somewhere between to not have the worst seats, I think is like $8,500 to $10,000 a ticket was basically.
That's insane.
Nope, not doing it. Unless we can get someone to sponsor us.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what we need.
Right?
Can you imagine spending that much money?
Come on, YouTube.
And then your team loses?
Come on.
I can't not.
And that's the hard thing, too. Like, I remember when the Braves were in the World Series a couple years ago, I flew home and took my dad to the World Series. And they were losing, and it was raining, it was cold, and I was like, God, I spent all this money, and they're going to lose. And I started getting mad. I'm like, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. You cannot have that attitude because you know that's a possibility. And then they came back and won, so then it was great. But, you know.
Yeah. I mean, look at I'm sure the Lions fans at halftime were like, yeah, the 49ers.
Oh, they were booking flights and hotels and stuff at halftime.
We're getting out of here. No.
The Lions fans were booking everything. And, CJ Gardner-Johnson was waving with 5 minutes left in the second. I believe the reason the Lions lost is CJ Gardner-Johnson. I want to say that.
They get cocky.
I actually have no problem with this guy, but he is the biggest crap talker ever. He's an instigator, which I find hilarious. I like when people do this, but that fool was waving goodbye in the second quarter of a football game.
Against a really good team because you never know what's going to happen.
He's been messing with Debo all week, so I guarantee Debo was just like, let's go, buddy. All right,
okay,
I'm ready now.
I got you.
I mean, that's a good way to fire up.
It is
your
bulletin board
right?
material, and then, right? Like, and he's doing it in their face, in their house. Are you kidding me? That's a
big mistake right there.
Yeah.
You just put the tiger or the dragon or whatever that was.
So Lions fans should just blame him. Totally. Not Dan Campbell. Not Josh Reynolds for dropping those passes. It's all on CJ. CJGJ. Yeah, CJGJ. That's such a weird one.
That's a mouthful right there. All right, so let's bring in our favorite Super Bowl snack.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
I love
Then we'll get our producer Matt to come on and, you know, we can talk all things.
Talk a little bit about football.
Yeah. And I'll wear my Kansas City, and you better wear your San Francisco.
I'm going to find something. You know what? I don't even want to take part because I feel like I'm some kind of jinx. I've picked so many bad picks in the last couple of months. I'm like, I'm just going to think only positive thoughts of where I wanted to go.
What should I wear?
We already know who's going to win.
Hey.
It's already scripted.
And I already said, I love you, even though you're a Chiefs fan. I love you so much.
I thought
it's okay. Everybody hates winners.
People
it's
do. They do.
I'm just being a hater, man.
I love all the people that are like, man, this is BS. Taylor Swift's winning a Super Bowl, her first year of fandom. Like, she didn't have to suffer at all like anybody else. Just going right for the championship.
Although, she did get to go on the field.
I was surprised that they were able to get her on the field because...
Well, please, how would you not? If you're like, this is our
because
money
she can't
bags
go anywhere,
right here, put her on the
security,
field.
I mean, as much as, like, she's ridiculous. She does have real security concerns. People mob her up and she's got all kinds of stalkers and stuff. Yeah. Like, I understand why they can't just let her be roaming around with the commoners yeah. or whatever, you know. With all the other peasants on the field of the NFC Championship.
Oh my goodness. Oh gosh. I would no one ever says that about us. That'd be awful.
No.
All right. So that about wraps up for this week, because otherwise we're gonna go off and it's gonna be kind of crazy. And the lighting's doing something weird.
I can't even see my light so bright. I can't see what anyone's doing. I'm just okay. Like...
All right. So you can listen to us on Apple or Spotify or find us at irrationalmoms.com. Oh my God, the light is like really.
Is this like paranormal over there right now?
I know.
Is it because you're lighting up and going back and it's refocusing?
It could be that the camera's like trying to focus on the lighting. Man, stop moving. All right, Tristan, I think we're gonna
Will be back with more snacks, and it's gonna be football snacks next time.
Super Bowl snacks. Yes, I can't wait.
Super Bowl snacks. Yes. All right. Bye.
Bye.